This is Adavin Srantz, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, LeBec, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Almost all ponds will leak to some degree, especially newly built ponds. But how do you determine whether water loss from your pond is normal or a sign of something more severe? The following information is from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. We'll start off by discussing water evaporation in farm ponds. In Kansas, expect normal water evaporation from your farm pond. It can range from about 4 feet per year in the eastern part of the state to about 6 feet per year in the west. Most evaporation will occur during the summer, especially in hot, dry, windy periods. During this time, about half an inch of water can be lost to evaporation each day. Water loss greater than this usually indicates a leak in the pond. How to measure water leakage in a farm pond? Pond owners can determine leakage rates by measuring the drop in water level with a marked stick. It's recommended this be done during cold or very humid, calm weather. What causes water leaks in a farm pond? Leaks in farm ponds may be the result of permeable sand, gravel, or fractured rock layers that either exist throughout the basin naturally or were exposed by construction. Improper bonding of the embankment to an impermeable foundation soil can also lead to leakage. Some ponds are constructed in areas where all the soil in the basin is permeable, so the leak cannot be pinpointed. Deep ponds tend to leak more because of the increased water pressure on the porous areas. Repairing leaks in a farm pond. Techniques are available to seal leaky and potentially leaky areas in farm ponds. However, most sealing techniques are expensive and require considerable work. If a small gravel or rock area is causing leaks, a bulldozer can be used to remove some of the problem material. The area can then be covered with a layer of soil that has a high clay content of at least 10% clay from some part of the basin. The added soil should be at least 1 foot thick, but preferably 2 feet thick. This soil should be compacted as it is being deposited. A sheep foot roller is recommended for serious leak areas. Other products that can be used to repair leaks in a pond include bentonite, polymers, and pond liners. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Srantz with your K-State Research and Extension report.